you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We've got the thing for you, and it's under a palm tree. And it's also called palm, and it's not a tree. And it's back on Verizon, you see. It's a small, practical companion device that syncs with your existing phone. So all of your stuff is seamlessly connected, and you can leave your smartphone at home.
You can sit on a beach, under a tree, take it in with some simplicity. Palm.com. To learn more, run to your nearest Verizon store. Check out Palm for yourself.
That's P-A-L-M.
.com.
Hello there. Are you still searching for the perfect holiday gift?
I am. I've waited too long.
Well, Zach, look no further than Stitcher Premium. Gifting is now available.
Wait, so I can give the podcast lover in my life the gift of 21,000 hours of premium content, ad-free listening, exclusives, bonus episodes, stand-up comedy albums, and so much more?
That's right. Stitcher Premium gifting is available in 3-month, 6-month, or 1-year options, and your special someone will receive the gift via email with a link to redeem.
Guys, go to stitcher.com/gift to purchase yours today.
Off Book,
the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
What's up, Dallas?
Hello, Dallas. Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
One's Zach Greeno.
That one's Jessica McKenna. That's Scott Passarella on the keys. King of pianists, pianist of kings. For those of you who have never seen us before, we do an improvised musical podcast mostly, which is why we're sitting in chairs. We make up a musical on the spot. Scott makes up all of the music on the spot. That's it. You're caught up. Now we're gonna do it.
Yeah, we're gonna do it. Thank you. Some of you were at our 7:30. So sweet of you to come back
twice.
But if you're joining us for the first time, like, hey, how are you?
Yeah, hey, what's up?
So normally we have a guest when we record episodes in the studio, but we're just gonna do it the two of us. And so we'll just get a word. Can I get a word from over here somewhere? Champagne. Champagne. Great. So, champagne. Well, champagne makes me think about puking.
Yeah. Sweet drinks mess me up.
Yes, I've seen that.
Mm-hmm. I turn into like a snake when I'm drunk.
Yes.
I'm just coming around corners like, hello. And it's like getting back. And I've never really drank to sickness. To be totally honest.
I have, to be totally honest.
Yeah, I know.
And oftentimes I'm like one of those people who, oh, yeah, was it a good idea to have like 2 vodka drinks, then walk to a place with a solo cup of champagne, and then drink whiskey in line and then go in and order a strong gin and tonic.
You are the kind of person that is never gonna walk through your life being like, I wish I had gone to that other party, because you will always have gone to the other party.
But in that instance, I was going to a New Year's Eve dance party, and it was like, you know, at a club, so you like paid and went and got tickets or whatever, and I started to get the spins at like 10:02 because of that list I've just mentioned. And so my husband was like, well, let's go sit on the back patio, and I was like in his I was like in his lap and he's like stroking my hair. And this woman comes over and she's like, actually, if she's like this out of it this early, you guys gotta go. And I did that thing where you like summon everything from all of your body to pretend you're not drunk, where I was like, oh my gosh, no, I'm so fine. We're just cuddling, New Year's Eve, I'm so sorry. And she was like, oh, okay, thank you. Turned around, step, me. Like, fully puked on shoes, walked home. I think, like, we were back in bed by, like, 11:15, because I was like, well, it can't be here anymore.
That's honestly how I do New Year's these days.
Puke?
No, in bed by 11:15.
Let's get real about New Year's.
What's the deal? What's it about? We get it. It's not like we're celebrating like Ragnarok didn't happen and the earth didn't split open and devour all of humankind.
It's so arbitrary. Like, this day we've decided is a new year, and there starts to be that thing of like the pressure of if you don't have a good plan.
Yeah.
Was that not what you were going
to
say?
No, that too. Like, if you don't have a good plan, there's like the pressure to go find a party that is going too late. And for like single people, the added thing of that idea that you're supposed to kiss someone at midnight, which is just like a real good way to set up a lot of horrible evenings for a bunch of people.
That's a terrible energy to enter a new year.
Yeah.
We go now to just a mid-sized American city. And all over in homes, in back houses, in apartments, in condos, people are preparing for New Year's Eve.
I resolve, this year's gonna be different. This year I'm gonna be better. I'll meet all my goals. And I resolve, this year and the future, I will do everything I've ever told my mother I would accomplish, or my father I would be. This year will be the most perfect me. And one thing's for certain, I will tell you this at midnight. I'll find someone to kiss.
I resolve this year I will do all the things I did last year, but times it by two. No more sleeping till 10 and not going to a gym this year. Get a gym pass and start to begin a class where I feel safe. A class where I don't feel judged.
A class
where I can find my own bliss. And at midnight, I'll find someone to kiss.
I resolve it's not just lip service. I resolve it's gonna be.
I resolve
this is a new. A brand new me.
I resolve I'm gonna make a vision board.
I resolve
on that board will be a gourd.
I will resolve
that gourd will be one that I carve in the fall. But that's not all. I resolve to finally put myself in a position where finding love's not such imposition. I
resolve a new year,
a new me.
When the clock strikes 12.
You guys, I don't even know about this.
Janet.
What? This is
you
a
Janet.
What?
I know what you're about to say.
What am I
Janet,
about to say? What
you are come. Janet?
Okay, wait, no,
Janet.
Don't look at me. We'll see if we say it at the same time. What am I about to say? If you know me so well.
I don't think we should go out tonight. Let's stay
wait,
in.
No, that's not what I was going to say, and I didn't know where we were starting.
We'll say it on three.
Okay.
One, two, three.
I don't think we should go out tonight. Okay, fine. You made your point, Carly, but it's just like,
Janet,
you know.
Janet.
Isn't this the best part? Isn't this honestly the best part? Like,
Janet.
What?
No.
What?
No, it's not.
Couldn't it be? Couldn't this be the best part of our night? Like, let's just stop thinking that there's something better that makes us stop enjoying what we have right now.
Janet.
What?
Right now, what you and I are doing is great.
Thank you.
And it's wonderful.
Okay.
I love hanging out with you. I love being in pajamas on your couch.
Yeah.
You have a great couch. I have great pajamas. Everything is good.
Yeah, I got to that age where I was like, get a good couch.
You gotta get good a couch. Get rid of the street couch. You've distracted me from my point.
I'm sorry.
My point is, you and I are doing Netflix and chill without the chill. Do you see what I'm saying? It's kind of like we're a couple, except no one is playing sexual instruments. Do you see what I'm getting at? This night could be just like any other, but I think it could be more if you get out that door. And now that I hear the music, I understand the meter that's going on. But thank you for letting me talk and just ramble on. So I will say it one more time, even though I said it before. This night, Janet, you gotta walk out that door.
I don't know, I think it's like, you and me, we're just two fun chicks, and there are seriously unending hours to explore on our Netflix. And I bought some snacks, you know, I went and made a spread. And we're already dressed for the best part, we're already dressed for bed.
We've already watched so much of The Crown. There's so much pita and hummus around. It's nothing that we haven't done before. But tonight, Janet, you gotta walk out that door.
Walk out into the great unknown. You're saying that, and I know that you mean this. Walk out and find it on your own. Instead of eating tzatziki and watching evil.
And feel dull to sit on the couch and watch the very good content of Netflix originals. But sometimes you've just got to do more. Tonight, Janet, you've got to walk out that door. We're going to a rave. Okay, get ready. I'll see you in 10 minutes. Bye.
A rave.
We're going to a rave. Get your rave clothes on.
A rave.
I better see no fewer than six colors of the rainbow on you.
A rave.
Janet, we're going to a news
party. A rave.
Janet,
is this 1999?
I want the ball to drop when also the beat from Skrillex drops.
Is it really going to be Skrillex?
Yes, it's a New Year's, it's Skrillex's New Year's rave. I have us two tickets to the Skrillex's New Year's rave. Do you know how expensive those are, Janet? And I'm coming for you! And I don't understand what nothing is it! I don't understand what kind of Skrillex is New Year's rave, Janet!
All right, we're gonna go!
Okay.
Peter, yeah. Get out of the bathroom, dude. That's enough sculpting paste in your hair.
I just don't know if I look right.
You look right. What are you talking about? We're going to a rave. The second we're in there, like, it's like we're in Florida in August. Like, it's going to be, like, why are you even dressing good? I'm about to, like, rip off my clothes and cover myself in highlighter.
Duke, we don't all look as good as you do without your clothes. I'm like, I feel comfortable with my body, but, like, I love my hair, dude.
Okay, well, I'm just telling you, there's no way any amount of paste can compete against rave humidity. It is a, like, self-contained biome of swamp ass and swamp hair.
Is this a good idea?
Of course it's a good idea, dude. If you don't do something big on New Year's Eve, your whole year sucks.
Can't we just do what we always do? We just stay here and play Super Mario Odyssey on Nintendo Switch?
We could, but you won't let me be the hat.
I want to be the hat, and I want you to mostly play the game. And I want to just a little bit kind of watch you play the game as the hat.
Dude, the hat is integral.
A real Mario game.
The hat is integral. Cappy the hat is mad integral. Dude, we can't. Do you remember the year where you were like, hey, wouldn't it be chill if instead we got a cabin to bring in the new year? And we went to that cabin, but so many people like got stuck in the snow. And we freaking rang in the new year, barely making it to midnight by burning pine cones because we didn't bring any wood.
Yeah.
Well, that was the same year I got my foot run over by a bus. We gotta do something big. You gotta look at me, you gotta trust. If we don't start off this year with the rager for all time, then I'm gonna lose a limb, I'm gonna lose one of mine.
You're saying we gotta have good New Year's karma.
Yes, bro.
Good New Year's karma on the mind. We gotta tear it up for that good New Year's karma. 'Cause if we don't, you're either gonna get hurt or die.
And I know it's not the chillest thing for a bro to lay out such stakes, but if we're gonna have a good year, we gotta start with a night that's great. When I was 10, I didn't even make it to midnight. I didn't see the ball drop. And that was the same year while I'm
of us. There have been three or four incidents between you and a bus. Like the time we rang in New Year's and fell asleep at nine. And then the next day we didn't make the school bus on time and you got hit by a different bus.
On. I don't want it on your shoulders. I just see my best friend over here and I think he could be bolder. Why not do this? Because we can and we must. Do it for yourself, not 'cause or else I'll die by a bus.
Do it for New Year's karma. And also bus protection. New Year's karma.
Let's step out and maybe have rejection.
It's gonna be great. Maybe we'll end getting chicken shawarma, but we'll make it to midnight, so we'll have good
New Year's karma. And we're taking an Uber or a Lyft, not a bus.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, man. Play that back. Wait. Hang on. One second. Wait. Give me that again.
Young Master Skrillex, are you quite all right?
No. Nah, man. I don't know if this is going to be chill. I don't know if this is going to get the people lit or not.
Skrillex, are you nervous that your beats won't be chill and lit enough?
Yeah, you know, like, not a lot of people are like, Skrillex, what are you doing for New Year's? And it's like, the answer is I'm working, you know? And like...
Master Skrillex... When your parents died and I took you in as a rich butler, I've always told you we have to be brave. We have to face our fears.
I know, Aloysius, and you've been a faithful and like you've been a parent and then also a brother and also a friend and also like a dude who comes up with like sick drops.
Thank you. I've had a rhyme or two in my time.
But you're also the one always egging me on when I'm like, wait, no way. Aloysius, I can't sustain this any longer. I gotta let the beat drop. And you're like, wait. Hold.
Yes.
Trust.
Trust that the beat will drop when it's time for the beat to drop.
Build
you cannot
tension.
Force an apple to fall from a tree. You cannot force a banana to fall from a tree. You cannot force a baby bird to be... Well, no, I guess a baby bird is pushed out of a nest and falls. But then it flies. Think more of the fruit thing that I said. You can't force a beet to drop.
No, and you taught me that. Like, I remember when I first started, I would, like, throw out this whack-ass noise where I'd be like... And it would drop right away. And it was like, well, where was the confidence there? Where was the faith to know that the people would stay with me? Even if I took a long time to make the beat drop.
They'll wait. You know why they'll wait?
I don't know. Tell me again.
You have a genre everyone understands. They're all waiting for the beat to drop right into their hands. And when I do, it will be so fine when the beat just drops. So all you gotta do is hold the line. Wait for it, wait for it, wait for it, wait for it,
wait for it.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow. You've always had like a way of getting right to my heart, you know?
Do you understand though?
I feel like I do. It's just... Sometimes I gotta wait for you to say it to me over and over.
Sure.
Because I didn't have a mother or father or even a dog named Rover. Just a little Skrillex guy with no hair on the side. And sometimes I feel like I have lost my pride. Wait for it, wait for it, wait. But one day I fear I will wait too long and the people won't be near.
If a beat drops in the forest and no one is even around, I promise you that does not mean that beat
don't make a sound.
You've got to wait for it. Wait for it.
What?
Wait for it. Wait for it.
Wait for it.
Wait for it.
Wait for it.
Wait for it. Sometimes it goes back down and you have to wait even longer to wait for it.
I did that one too soon. See, I'm a fuck up.
No!
It's the holiday season, and Earwolf wants to spread some cheer. Cheerwolf, if you will. We've got special episodes all over the network just for you.
Andrew T. and Tony Newsom talk to Kulat Vlaysak about holiday racism on Yo, Is This Racist? And you know we love all three of those people.
On Unspooled, you could take a deep dive into AFI's favorite Christmas movie and my favorite movie, It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, guys, hey, how about this podcast? Off Book has not one, not two, but three holiday-themed musicals for you to indulge in.
Surprise! All the special holidays episodes of With Special Guest are out from behind the paywall as a gift just to you.
Check out a very special Improv for Humans episode, Best of the Bible.
On Are You Talking REM Re-Me, the Scots talk about every REM holiday single released and nothing else.
And Sean and Hayes hit the slopes with Adam Pally on a very festive episode of Hollywood Handbook.
On Beautiful Anonymous, Chris Gethard is taking calls for New Year's resolutions from you. Tune in on Earwolf's Facebook page December 21st at 2 p.m. Eastern.
Marissa and Listler get a special listener call-in with a heartfelt proposal on Womp It Up, followed by a Christmas Womptacular released from behind the paywall. It's free, baby!
If that's not enough, check out even more holiday special apps from Comedy Bang Bang, How Did This Get Made, Getting Curious, Who Charted, and Threedom. Happy holidays, happy listening, and a merry cheerwolf. Ooh. One and all!
Ooh.
Ho, ho,
ooh.
Ho, ho, ho!
I just want to make sure we get some good food in our system. Good, like, rave fuel, you know, Duke?
Yeah, what's rave fuel, man?
I don't know, something high in carbs. Like pasta. Like we're gonna be dancing and sweating a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
This is a gross story. I know a dude that used to come into the P.F. Chang's and eat a lot of shrimp because he said it was good for water retention.
No, but that's actually super sound. So something you need to remember is that when you're sweating, you're getting rid of water, but also salt. And so, like, you need to make sure that you have enough, like, sodium in your body. That's why Gatorade is, like, so good for hydrating in those situations.
It's like electrolytes do the same thing as salt. That's not a salty drink. I would not have thought that.
There's some salt in there, bro.
Okay.
Check out that sodium percentage next time you're buying, like, some Riptard Rush. Sorry.
We all know what you meant to say.
Riptide Rush. Riptide Rush. Yeah.
That other flavor was canceled for, I think, obvious
reasons. Yeah. I don't know, dude. I like to be just one kebab.
One kebab?
Yeah, I like to be like light on my feet when I'm dancing. I don't know about you. And so, like, if I have a bunch of pasta, that might weigh me down. I just want like one kebab.
I mean, I trust you, man. I'm really going with what you would do on this night, but...
But if you want pasta, dude, I mean...
Well, there's nowhere that serves both pasta... Well, wait a minute. There is one place I can think of that serves both pasta and kebabs, just because the menu is so ridiculously sprawling.
Oh, my God. You're right.
One, two, three.
Cheesecake Factory. All right. You know what? We said we were going to make it a night, so let's make it a night.
Oh, don't you dare eat that. It's so delicious. See, we'll get a kebab snack in this Cheesecake Factory. This kind of something that stuck in my head.
Yeah, no.
I'm done.
No. Don't ever be done,
no,
dude.
No, I'm done.
No. Chicken marsala, also pieces of cheesecake. It's like a novel. When I read it, I make mistakes. Because sometimes I want kung pao chicken, sometimes I want chicken marsala. That's what it's like when I'm at the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah. It's just a good restaurant with a lot of options.
Well, I don't know. I think it's like too many options, you know?
Let's just go in and see what happens.
All right. Bling, bling.
Hello, welcome to the Cheesecake Factory. How many in your party?
Two.
Oh, that's unfortunate. We only have a table for four right now.
Oh no.
Oh my God, Janet, get in here.
What?
Janet, we're going to eat at the Cheesecake Factory.
Carly.
And then we're going to go to Scrooge's this New Year's rave, Janet.
Carly, oh my gosh, please stop yelling at me. First of all, you told me to like go out the door and now you're like yelling me to go through a different door. Like, just like chill out, okay?
I don't want to miss Skrillex again.
I'm sorry about last time. When we missed Skrillex.
Yes. When he was in the Forever 21. I spied him from the escalator.
I told you that let's not say hi now. Let's say hi later. But to be fair, not to start the night off with, we're feeling forlorn. The dude was just shopping for cool button downs. It wasn't like he was about to perform.
The thing about Skrillex is you never know. It could always be a song in his pocket. We're ready to go. And I missed him, even though I bought a sequiny top that I'm wearing tonight, but the dream has never stopped.
I'll be sorry, Forever 21. I'll be sorry, Forever 21. Sometimes you don't realize it's wrong until you've already begun. And I'll be sorry, Forever 21.
When I think about it, the situation's not your fault at all.
Oh, thanks.
It's just that Skrillex was there and I was too afraid to call and shout, Skrillex, I love you, I've loved you all these years. But I stopped myself because of my fears, and for that I'll be sorry for Forever 21.
Yeah, be sorry
I can't, so I'll be sorry forever. 21. Get in this Cheesecake Factory with me.
Okay.
Sorry, you're another couple of two, and we only have a table for four. And because of our high turnover, I can't seat two of you at a four top.
That's okay. Mason?
Mason.
Sorry?
I get it all the time.
It's okay. Hi, ladies. I'm sorry, this is like super forward, but it's New Year's Eve, and I think we all could use a little cheese. Shut up, Peter. We could use a little...
Dude, can I talk to you for a second?
Shut up, Peter. Hey, do I...
Yeah. What's going on? Tell us.
Do you want to have dinner with
me
and my friend?
Shut up, Janet.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Shut up, Janet. Yes, hello.
I guess our friends are like really forward, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, I'm Peter.
Hi, I'm Janet.
Damn it, Janet. Sorry, that was a weird thing to say.
Nice to meet you, Peter.
Nice to meet you.
Sorry, that's not anything at all.
No,
it's not anything.
That's okay.
That's not a thing.
I guess if it, you know, what's so weird about eating with some people you never met before? Maybe it'll be fine. And like, worst case scenario, we'll eat a bunch of really good food, picking from almost overwhelming variety of options.
I know. It's like a, what are they doing? It's All right, we're going to sit with these chit women. Let's go.
Oh, my God. You can call me a chick if you want. I like it.
Okay. Cool.
Cool.
Well, all right, cool. So we don't have that much time because we got to bounce to see our boy Skrillex play, so.
What? Oh, my God. Are you going to Skrillex's New Year's Eve bash?
Of course.
When the New Year's ball drops?
Yeah, the beat drop, ball drop.
You're going to Beat Drop Ball Drop?
Yeah, of course.
We're going to Beat... That's so crazy. That's where we're going.
Carly.
What?
Let's just like not overcommit for the rest
Janet,
of the night.
Janet, shut all the way up right now, okay?
Oh my gosh, like...
Do this for me, okay?
Okay, but seriously... Sorry, guys. We don't know them. We don't know them. We don't know them at all.
Yeah.
We don't know them. We don't know them. We don't know them at all.
I know that's true. I don't see that as a bad thing, honestly. The more I know about most men, the less I like them. It's okay that we don't know them.
We don't know them at all.
We don't know them at all. Dude, we don't know them. We don't know them at all. But honestly, this Janet girl, I think I might be starting to fall. I know it's early. I'm gonna walk that back. We don't know them at all.
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 Also, here he is, he has items to flounce. And don't jump to conclusions on how you think his name is pronounced.
Hello, welcome to the Cheesecake Factory. I'll be serving you tonight.
Hello, Jason.
It's Jocelyn.
What?
Jocelyn.
I'm so sorry. Someone literally just warned me not to do what I did. I'm kind of nervous because honestly, between you and me, we don't know them at all. Yeah, we don't know them at all.
We can just say it. We don't know you at all.
But honestly, Mr. Waiter Man, what like a fun experience for you to have to deal with two groups of people that have never talked before. It's true. And if it goes bad, which is a low probability, it'll
it'll probably be reflected in your tip just reflexively, because we don't know them at all.
We don't know them at all.
We don't know them at all.
Don't know them at all.
We don't know them at all.
We don't know them at all. They but I always tip 20.
I always tip 20.
What?
I always tip 20.
I also always tip 20.
Well, you said that thing about maybe it would reflect in their tip, and I was like, that's messed up.
Thank you. That was a test that you passed.
We don't know you at all.
You know what I love more than anything at all?
Oh, what is that?
Cooking the wide variety of cuisine here at Le Cheesecake Factory.
When I came from studying the great kitchens of Paris.
When I came from the Cordon Bleu.
I thought, where can my myriad of talents land me where they will be tested every single day?
Yes. Where can I go at the place that is a high volume of everyday to day people, but also allows me to serve a wide variety of things that really test my culinary skills like I was on some kind of constant episode of Chopped?
And it was here that we found each other.
Yes, Jacques, my love. My love and my partner. Another man who has won his way both into my heart, through my mouth, and also my soul.
You walked into the walk-in freezer and I thought, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, I thought, ho, ho, ho. I thought, when you walked in, I thought, no freezer can cool down that hot, hot bod.
And no freezer that can stop my hot, hot rod.
We made love in the walk-in freezer. Of course, after it was closed.
But we had to hold each other close, because we were freezing without all our clothes.
You are my cheesecake.
And you are my factory.
You are my cheesecake.
And you're more than a snack to me.
And since I've been with you, I have never. It was a mistake. I am your factory.
And I'm your cheesecake.
Oh, order up, order up.
Oh,
order up. Okay.
It is a chicken dinner on mashed potatoes, but also a taco, a fish taco.
Yes, I am supposed to make a Mexican pizza when it is half ice cream flavors.
What a crazy world
what
we live in.
What a place we live and work.
What a beautiful backdrop for our love story.
When you first came in, it really did blow my mind. There is no other chef who I would rather stand side by side in a line. You were a line cook at first.
And you were so good when you worked on the sauce. You were saucy, you saucy, eh? And I knew we would be together, not for one night, but for every day.
You are my cheesecake.
And you are my factory.
You are my cheesecake. You are my cheesecake.
To me.
Yes. Che bella, mi amor.
Oui, oui.
I'll be your cheesecake. And you can also be. We're both things.
You're the cheesecake. I'm the
sometimes
cheesecake.
You're both
the factory.
Factory.
Both I'm the factory.
The point is, one of us is a cheesecake and one of us is
a factory.
Okay.
Pass the screw legs.
What?
You're sweating quite profusely, sir.
I'm just going through my choreo.
Would you like to wear your special costume?
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think?
I think it's more of Dead Mouse's thing, but if you want to do it, I think it's fine with me.
Yeah, I feel like people will know I'm just like cribbing someone else's style. I just gotta go out there with my cool specs and my crazy hair.
And your good hair.
My good hair.
Good hair. It's good hair.
My good hair.
Show me your choreography again one more time.
Okay.
Yep, that's when you're gonna hit that. Okay. It's good. Do you want to throw in some like wave your hands in the air type stuff?
Well, I don't like to tell them how to dance.
I know that, like, but they like to be told. Have
I
you
know,
seen
that? But Alicia, if the music isn't enough, if I have to tell them what to do with their bodies, then I'm not doing enough as an artist, and they're not expressing themselves to my music, which means they're not communing with my drums.
Let's take a deep breath. Master Skrillex, did you think that was a deep breath?
It's all I could muster right then.
Okay, let's roll our shoulders back. We're going to do the things we did in the meditation retreat, okay? We're going to go through our steps that help us feel calm and centered and in control.
I don't know, Aloysius. Sometimes I have this idea that, like, it's my intense energy that brings the good music, and when I get too calm, maybe it'll go away.
No, that's like the myth that comedians have to be sad and miserable.
Is it?
They can be well-adjusted human beings.
I don't know.
Art does not have to come from pain.
I don't know.
Quite frankly, it's a dangerous narrative that we keep telling people that.
I don't know. It's just like I've always been this kid with all this stuff bottled up inside of it. For one day I took it away, then what would happen if I didn't have it anymore? And then all of a sudden, what would happen if I go through all this, goes all the emotions, and then there's no music to come out of me? And then all of a sudden, what am I doing? I'm making like a tone poem. Like, I'm afraid my music will start to sound like this. You are in a boat, and the boat is on the sea. Everything is wonderful. Ha ha hee hee hee. You are in a...
Yeah, I get it. Yes.
It's terrifying to know that, like, maybe that's what's actually inside of me.
I don't think that's going to happen.
All right, well, can I play?
Honestly, you know what, Master Skrillex?
Yeah.
I think you're too worried, though. Do that again.
I'm too worried?
What?
I'm too worried, that's what you said?
No. Yeah, you're too worried. I think even that could be the foundation of a very good, very hot, hip song.
Try it again. Okay, fine. La 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 la, a summer's day so great.
Okay, yes, all right. On the one hand, it's not the best thing you've ever done. On the other, it's certainly not a colossal failure, Master Skrillex. I think to venture into new territory, we have to take risks with musical form, with ideas. I don't think you could make the music you had made if you'd only copied what had been done before.
Aloysius, can I tell you, I've been working on a new track that I think might be too powerful.
You have a... too powerful, Master Skrillex?
Well, I did this crazy thing where I was on the subway in Tokyo, just... having a laugh.
Have you been sampling again?
No. This is something different.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, everyone stands on the shoulders of giants. A little bit of sampling here and there. But, like, I had this track, and I asked these two strangers on the train if they would, like, each put a butt in their ear and, like, tell me what they think. Aloysius. It was crazy what happened.
I'm sorry, just because I think I actually didn't hear you. You met two strangers on a track on a subway, and you
train.
Asked them... train. And you asked them, what?
I said, would you put this bud in your ear?
Oh. You put...
Like, here's what was happening.
An earbud.
Me, Skrillex,
yes?
was going on the subway.
I understand.
Also known as a train.
Right.
In Tokyo. And I was working on this new track. I had it on my iPhone.
And you gave it to two people, one bud each?
That's right.
Okay.
I give them each a bud.
Okay.
You know how people do that sometimes?
Yeah, when they're sharing music.
Yeah, and I was like, will you guys just... honestly, tell me what you think. And
okay.
It was crazy what happened. Oh, okay.
Yeah, sure. Just the one ear?
Well, I guess if we're sharing, is that how it's work?
Oh,
that's how
right.
it works.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Blood is shooting out of my eyes right now. I am blind and I think I just had a... You killed two people on a subway in Tokyo?
I don't know. I don't know for sure. I don't know for sure. But
did they both die or just the one?
Oh my gosh! Wait! This earbud is frozen to my ear. I can't take it out even if I tried. I can't believe I just watched that stranger bleed from his eyes and now he...
But how did she die?
I don't know. I don't know the same way. She still had the bud. It was fused
it
to her ear.
It does seem like a crazy coincidence for two... I think you're right. I think it might have been you. And that's the last time I'm going to say that, because legally speaking, Master Skrillex, this is not a good situation for you to be in. You may have manslaughtered two people.
I went to the authorities. I said, this crazy thing happened, and then I played the music for them.
Why would you do that?
Oh, I'm sure it's... No, I'm sure it has...
What are you listening to, bud? Oh, can I listen to one, too?
Yeah.
This is my partner. We do everything together.
Okay, I see what's happening.
Yeah. Yes, well, I think we can safely confirm it definitely killed people then. We did a test case, and then you did it again for some reason.
Well, they were like, that's crazy. And I was like, I don't know, guys, maybe you should, like, listen. I guess it was dumb. I just wanted them to have all the evidence. I tried to be forthright.
Well, I want you to experiment, Master Skrillex. I also want you to not play that song on New Year's Eve. I can't imagine what would happen if you played it in front of all those people.
But what if it does something different?
Okay, but let's not test it out.
But
let's
what
not
if it
test
does
it out.
Something different?
Master Skrillex.
But what if it does something
Master
different?
Master Skrillex.
But what if it does something different?
Look at me.
Maybe it was just because it was in earbuds. Too Why close to the brain. Loud for a whole crowd, maybe they wouldn't die.
Oh, maybe they would.
I should try it. I know I should try.
You definitely should not.
The opposite of war isn't nothing, it's creation. And so maybe it was too much, too strong a dose in one ear. Maybe if I played it from speakers, a new side of it would be clear.
Speakers are much louder than earbuds. This is a bad idea, Master Skrillex. Please listen to me. Don't do it.
I gotta try.
Don't drop this particular drop.
Gotta try.
Don't drop this particular bass.
I gotta try.
Don't do it. Don't melt these people's blood.
But if I don't, then I'm just a sham. I've gotta try it, and I'm gonna try it. Yes, I am.
Okay, fine, do it. You've convinced me. You're right, be brave. If we only worry about what bad things can happen, that's no way to behave. I have told you, Master Skrillex, year after year, your fear, and mass murder is a definite fear. So conquer this fear.
Conquer this fear.
I've never eaten chicken fingers before. Should I try one? Duke, can I try one? Are you sure?
Oh, damn, it's the best kind of chicken. Cause you can dip, 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 dip. And if y'all wanna re-dip, just give that chicken thingy a rip.
I should do it.
You gotta try.
Trying chicken fingers for the first time. I should do it.
You should try.
Nom, 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 the taste is so sublime. Your friend has never had fingers before.
I know, and she's telling me to try new things. I mean, I've had chicken wings.
Hey, do you wanna go to this party? I mean, I know you were already going, but would you like to maybe go with me?
What if we didn't? What if we stayed? What if we rang in the new year by sharing cheesecake? What if we didn't? What if we stayed? What if we rang?
Figured out what my New Year's is gonna be about. Sorry to overhear, but we close at 11, so you cannot stay at the Cheesecake Factory to ring in New Year's Day.
Ha ha ha. Mawson.
Jawson.
Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, it's the chef.
If these people want cheesecake, then give them cheesecake from us.
We will stay in this kitchen until the stroke of midnight to make you lovers a cheesecake that is soft and sweet and right.
Let us stay. Sharing a cheesecake.
So, you're not going with me to Skrillex's New Year's bash? Drop the ball, drop the beat.
Girl, I already did what you wanted. You know, I got out the door, and now I'm kind of like seeing a new door open. So.
But now I'm gonna have to go alone.
Nah, girl, let's roll. But oh. Not in a bus.
What? Why would you say that?
Oh, I forgot. You don't know me at all. And it's a weird thing to bring up in like the course of 45 minutes over a dinner, but like I've thrice been hit by a bus.
Whoa, that's a crazy coincidence.
Why?
I've been on a bus.
When it hit someone?
What?
When it hit someone?
No, I don't think so. Would I know? Did it stop?
Yeah.
Then no.
Oh, okay, cool.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Skrillex has dropped the ball, dropped the beat. New Year's bash. Ah, oh my God, I love Skrillex. I also love Skrillex.
This is very cool. I enjoy this.
Very cool.
I like this.
I love rave music. Now is your time, Master Skrillex.
No more waiting. What's up, everybody? We got one more track coming for you.
Oh my God, I've never heard Skrillex talk before. It's not what I thought it would be.
Here we go. Thanks for letting me try something new on you tonight.
I heard he's been working on a super long song. It's only 11:50, so if he's gonna play this song over to midnight, it must be like a 10-minute long song.
To see Skrillex perform, and it's
It's also my dream to be doing something cool so I don't have a bus hit me and make me unformed.
Yeah, what a crazy life you've had, it's bad. But tonight we're gonna ring in the New Year's right, and I bet nothing's gonna be sad. In fact, let's ask them to turn the music even louder.
Yeah!
That way we can experience Skrillex mighty. Like I've been waiting my whole life to find someone who understands me. I don't mean to talk about a wife, I just mean a partner, someone who likes, I don't know, just sitting around and eating hummus and pita.
Oh my god, have you seen The Crown?
You love The Crown. Yes, you get me so well. As far as I can tell, they get along, but still, they are the reason we met. So it feels weird to be without them. You don't understand, I bet.
Of course I do. Let's you and I go, and we can totally go home and watch more Crown after the show.
Good.
Have you seen the one about Philip when he was a boy in school?
No, I think I'm right before that one, but I'm so excited, it's gonna be so cool.
We're not waiting anymore.
We're not waiting anymore.
And here you go, Skrillex. Now's the time you win it.
Be brave, Mom.
About to give them the final part of your song that is 10 minutes.
Be brave, Mom.
You are in a boat and you are on the sea. You're gonna dance right now while you listen to my beat. Wait for it, 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 wait for it.
I have a confession to make.
What?
I covered my ears when you dropped that last beat. And the reason I did that is because I knew everyone would die.
Why would you do that to me?
Oh, Master Skrillex.
Hello? Oh my gosh.
Oh yes, I said everyone.
Hello?
I mean, if someone was showing up late and didn't quite make it in time, they may have survived, but everyone else is dead. You see,
wait,
when your
what?
Parents...
You told me I should try.
You said
that the earbud thing made sense.
Yes, I even made it seem like it was your idea.
Wait a second. Yeah, that's the track that you slipped me in. You said, don't use samples, use this.
That's right. And that it was just a little bioengineered audio virus. Yes, I know it sounds insane.
It does sound insane.
Like the kind of thing a supervillain might come up with. Well, I'm very real, Master Skrillex. Do you ever wonder why your parents left you all of that money? Do you ever wonder what they did? Why you were so rich, free to pursue your dreams of dropping sick beats all the time?
I thought they died in a car wreck and then I got attacked by bats.
They made weapons. Attacked by bats? That's stupid and insane. No. They made a virus, an audio virus, a weapon of war. A dangerous thing the world had never seen before.
Now that you say it, it's like you pulled out the rug. They were speaking in code when they said they had to work at the AV club.
Yes, They worked in a top secret weapons base to make sounds that literally could melt a person's face.
And why are they dead now? Did they try to turn good?
Yes, they did.
Oh, good.
But, well, I was misunderstood. You see, I worked alongside them, but they never gave me my due. So one time when they were testing it, I ripped off earpod 1, and earpod 2, and earpod 3, and earpod 4. And by rip them off, I mean not earpods, they were earbuds. They were like earmuffs, they were trying to protect themselves from the sound. I took it away so they could hear the sound, and then they died. Yes, I killed them both, Master Skrillex. But it's always been scary to me. After it all, evidence was piling up. I needed someone to take the fall. And now, you've got it on camera, here on New Year's Eve. You've murdered all of these people, and no one will believe you, because no one else is here to hear it, Skrillex. No one is alive. No one's come into this room since I've begun
Not so fast!
What?
Me and this girl were outside making out when I got hit by a fourth bus!
Yeah, baby, are you okay?
Yeah, luckily it only clipped my shoulder a little bit.
Yeah, you're bleeding a lot, but I'm
yeah,
so glad we
fun.
Made outside to make out so hard and
so
good.
So hard and good.
Why is everyone dead?
And we're here too. Oh my God, Carly, are you okay?
Oh my God, yes, Janet, I'm fine, but everyone else is dead. Except you're not.
And you're not.
And
I'm not.
Skrillex, you killed everyone. I came in after Duke. What did you hear?
He didn't kill everyone.
He didn't kill everyone.
It was
Skrillex,
that,
I believe in you.
It was that old British dude who monologued his whole plan.
Why do people always do that?
And I filmed the whole thing. And I got so much data room.
No one will believe you. It doesn't matter if no one believes him. I believe you. Well, no, wait, I believe you, Skrillex.
Yeah, they all believe me. Aloysius, we totally got you, you jerk. Meanwhile, you killed 1,000 kids.
We can do, I'm gonna be my best self this year. Duke, I need you to help me.
Sure, Peter.
I need you to be my bro, and so much more than that. I'm gonna be Mario. I need you to be my hat. I'm gonna jump this guy and justice rejoin. I'm gonna stomp on his head so hard that he turns into a coin. Be my Mari bro. That's a fact. We're gonna help too.
Yeah, absolutely. We will. Carly.
Janet.
You be my Philip.
Yeah.
For like that tiny time when Philip is real good.
I'll be your Philip. And you be my glorious lady monarch who's fundamentally misunderstood.
You be my Philip.
Be my Mari bro.
Be my hat, be my hat, be my hat.
And I will be your cheesecake.
And I will be your factory. And together we win. And now I finally know that I don't have to tube to win.
All of these people here, the evidence is super clear, and no one has anything to fear. This is how we ring in the new year.
Ring in the new year.
for a good new year.
Yes! Wow!
Gentlemen,
you have just witnessed thank you for coming out to this fully produced with costumes and actors and version.
Yes,
of
you've just seen New Year's Revolution.
New Year's Revolution, subtitle Let the Ball Drop.
Yep. So we're just going to go ahead and invite the entire production staff out. So the designers, the set designers.
Yeah, give them a round of a hand. Here, give them
the choreographer.
Pause. Here they come. So this is what in theater is called a talk back, which means all of you can come and ask questions of any of the cast, any of the writers, any of the designers or whatever.
This
we have a microphone right here.
This show is a work in progress. So, you know, we're anxious to have your feedback. So, yeah, you can come on down. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah,
ask
yeah. Anyway, just right here.
Yeah, so my question was for Skrillex. Musical theater is a very weird way to transition into acting, and I was curious what motivated that.
Thank you so much. So,
also, let's give it up for actual, not an actor playing Skrillex, actual Skrillex's yeah. theater debut.
You know, it's like such a weird, it's such like a weird time, you know, to be like a DJ and like you're just like behind a computer. And I was like, you know what? I'd love to be in like one of those like a Robert Altman film. But like before then, I felt like I should get my feet wet and like, you know, really experience like exposing myself. And when they came and said, hey, we want you to be yourself in this play and you get to like be cool and you get to be in like your own clothes and you just like come and hang out. I was like, that's like so different than what I do. I thought I should do that. Oh my gosh, does that answer your question? I'm feeling such an
no,
idiot.
No, you're doing great. Round of applause for Skrillex. Yes.
No.
It's his first show. It's his first talk back, so we're all very, very proud
of you.
Thank
you so much. I'm sorry. And you guys can call me my real name, Jeremy.
Call him Jeremy. Yes, who's your question for?
My question is for your costume designer. I was just struck by the sheer volume of sequins. And I wondered if you could talk about how you sourced all of them.
Yes, well, this production is sponsored, in fact, by Forever 21. You may have noticed that we had a very subtle reference to it slipped into the script. It's all about part of brand synergy. Forever 21 helped fund the production. And so we thought, why not really make that a part of it? How do we source them? As you know, sequins are tiny pieces of reflective plastic. What you don't know is they're actually sometimes naturally occurring in nature. We tried to source sustainable sequins, mostly taken from the nests of mockingjays and bluebirds. Other animals that sort of squirrel them away. Took us many, many hours of manpower just sort of going through nests and owl feet.
A few big, big fish.
What's that?
A few big, big...
Some big, big fish that swallowed like a shiny thing that fell off a boat. We tried to use some natural sequins, so we tried to, but, you know, at the end of the day, we may have bought a few. So, yes. Thank you. Next question?
Now it's too high.
Yeah, it's too high.
I'm little. I was really thrown by the use of real buses. That was really bold. So it was very exciting, and I just wanted to ask you know the bus wrangler like got what like kind of what's a day in the life for you?
Thank you so much for asking. It is super rare that buses even get to be in plays, and I was so excited. I am a bus driver by, you know, I say, hey, we're all artists, but
you're a bus wrangler now.
I bus drive to pay the bills, and I wrangle to keep my heart full. But I, you know, it was very exciting for me because as someone who feels the raw, majestic power of a bus every day, I thought it's about time it get utilized in a theatrical production because, you know, I want you to love sharing the road with a bus, but you should fear its power. So it's like how it's good for conservation to care about bears or lions. A bus can and will kill you. So just keep that in mind.
You notice on the back of your programs, we have some bus safety written out for you.
Careful at night in dark colors, okay? Thank you. What a treat.
Yeah, so who's your question for?
Hi there. My question is actually for the playwright. I have a BFA, so I noticed that there were several allusions to the works of Skrillex. I was wondering what inspired you. What about Skrillex's work inspired you to write this piece?
Yes, thank you for asking. When I listen to a Skrillex song, to me...
Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous.
No. Jeremy, don't be. Honestly, it's all about tension and release. It's a rubber band. It's your teacher holding a rubber band and pulling it way, way back over your arm and saying, David, you better shut up in my math class, and then letting it go and it snaps back. And on the one hand, it's painful because that is life. It's that sort of stretching of emotions, and then it snaps back and you crash back down to earth and you fail that math class and you realize that your teacher is, it maybe shouldn't be snapping rubber bands on the arms of kids. And like, how did that affect you for the rest of your life? Probably not good. I have lost the thread of the question a little bit.
It's honestly okay, David. That's the best anyone's ever described my music. It is like, you know, being snapped by a rubber band. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
I
honor that answer.
Yes, another question.
That's great, David. I have a question about the blood coming out of that man's eye on the train. It was so real and it projected so far.
Yes.
How and what?
Yes, well, my comrades and I can answer that question. That is because it is real, you silly.
It's just the very finest blood we could find. And yes, people in the front do have to have ponchos for the splash zone.
We call it the splash zone of theater. Instead of Shamu's, there's a man and blood comes out of his eyes.
Okay, this is making me so nervous. How about
now, where do we get this blood, you might ask?
No, I don't like
it. And is it legal to put the human blood on
no,
the audience
I'm very...
Member?
This is not... Oh, wheels on the bus go stop.
Let me tell you, no and no.
Okay.
All right, yes, we're going to shepherd them offstage and to a law enforcement.
Honestly, I never saw them at any of the meetings. Any of the production meetings.
They're very shadowy figures. Maybe vampires, now that I think of it.
Yeah, well, at least I do think they played the man on... One of them played the man on the train.
Yes.
So, you know, that's good.
That's good.
But yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. All right, I think
can we sing the song about buses?
The bus song? The bus song that got cut?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to end with the song about buses. Just to kind of, like, keep you primed about where this was in the story.
I liked it a lot, but there wasn't time. But it's really fun.
Yeah. Initially, when... Clara and Duke are talking and having that realization that they both have so much in common about buses, there is just a flashback to a totally different bus driver who is going about his day.
Good morning, I'm on a bus. Good afternoon, I'm on a bus. Good night, I'm on a bus, on a bus, on a bus. Good morning, I'm on a bus. And in the afternoon, I'm on a bus. In the night, I'm on a bus, I'm on a bus.
An all-hours bus that goes from morning to noon to night. But remember that when you're on a bus, you gotta keep your eyes open wide.
I'm on a bus, and you should look out for the bus, the bus, the bus, the bus, the bus.
You're on a bus. The bus, the bus, the bus, 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 bus,
bus. Bus, 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 bus. I like it. It's like a big car for a bunch of people.
It is a bus.
Have you ever seen a car and thought, that looks wrong? I'm thinking of something that's like a car, but honestly more long.
Are you saying this? Is this what you mean? Are you describing a stretch limousine?
It'd be like a stretch limousine that every day takes a bunch of people to school. And it's yellow and tall, and you pay to get on it by quarters, and it's not very cool.
It's a bus.
It's a bus. It's a bus. It's a bus. It's a bus.
Bus.
Bus. Bus. Bus. Bus. Bus. Bus. Bus.
It's a bus ride.
Thank you guys so much. Give it up for Scott Passarella. Caesar in the booth.
Thank you, Caesar. Thank you, Dallas Comedy House.
Thank you, Amanda.
We are Off Book the Improvised Musical. You've been wonderful. If you like this show, this is a podcast just called Off Book the Improvised Musical. You can download all of it and listen to it. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
Thanks
have a good night.
See you later. I want to say thank you again to Palm for supporting the show. Palm is back and it's available on Verizon. It's a small, practical companion device that syncs with your existing smartphone so all your info is seamlessly connected.
It's not a replacement for your smartphone, but it has all the same mobility and capability, allowing you to leave your smartphone behind so you can focus on what's in front of you, like that Christmas dinner you're finished eating.
Go eat it up. So go to palm.com to learn more and run to your nearest Verizon store and check out Palm for yourself.